There have been 3 days of protests across China against the government's strict COVID-19 measures. The demonstrations are a rare display of public defiance against one of President Xi Jinping's key policies. Despite 3 years of some of the toughest coronavirus restrictions in the world, cases in China have hit record highs in recent days. The demonstrations started in Urumqi, the capital of Xinjiang province, after a building caught fire and 10 people died. Many say rescue efforts were delayed by lockdown restrictions.
I feel that there's a heavy burden, but I didn't think this many people would come. I always thought that in China's current society there aren't the conditions to organise something like this. Because as everyone knows, in the past few years, our freedom of speech, the various ways we express ourselves, are all being blocked. I didn't think that there would be a day when we can come together on the street to express our demands.
I think Chinese people's struggle to get freedom still has a long road to go. We don't have a set way to go. We need a more complete action plan.
East African leaders have been meeting in Nairobi to discuss how to restore peace in Democratic Republic of Congo. But the M23 rebel group, widely believed to be backed by Rwanda, isn't part of the talks. The fighters have taken large swathes of land in the east of the country. At least 4 people have been killed in an attack on a hotel in the Somali capital, Mogadishu. The armed group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. Gunmen stormed the Villa Rose Hotel. Turkey has resumed airstrikes against Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. On Sunday, jets bombed areas controlled by the YPG, a Kurdish group linked to the PKK, which Turkey considers a terror organisation. The Defence Ministry says a ground offensive will be launched as soon as possible. Ankara blames the YPG for recent attacks in Istanbul and Gaziantep, accusations the group has denied. The news now from the World Cup, where Cameroon have made an incredible comeback against Serbia. The game ended 3-3 after Vincent Aboubakar scored twice, stunning Serbia. In the first half, Serbia netted 2 quick goals just before half-time, following it up with a 3rd early in the second half.
This week on The Take, a look at how sports and protest have collided in Iran. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.